Okay, folks, it's showtime. This is KM5QS. I don't believe Dennis is going to make it this morning. So this will be the Sunday morning Texas Traders Net. We have this net every Sunday morning at this time to provide a forum for the buying, selling, and trading of amateur radio equipment. This is a directed net. All inquiries and communications will be through net control. This is a, we try to keep this a safe net where you can trust the people that are on it, and deals are, you know, done deals, or you can have confidence that everything will go the way that it should. If at any time we find out someone is not playing fair, we will inform you. That being said, y'all know how the net works, and we'll call for listings, and y'all come one at a time, and we'll get this done, see what we got to do. All right, anyone with anything to buy, sell, trade, or give away this morning for the Sunday morning Texas Traders Net?
AI5OS.
Yes.
Oh, I have a listing. I have a couple of things. I have a Mosley Shorty 40 beam that it looks like it is in decent shape. The beam was something that I had won from a drawing that the reality of it is there's no way that I can get it put up. I also won four sections of Roan 25 in the drawing with a base plate. If somebody could help me get this tower base mounted so that I could feasibly get this tower attached to my house, I would certainly be willing to part with the beam, if that would work. Any interest, you can certainly send me an email, w9fyi@me.com, or give me a call, 214-901-2302.
Is that it?
That is it for now, yes, sir.
Okay. Did you have any luck trying to sell your expert amplifier?
I haven't gotten a bite on that. Well, I do have an offer if it doesn't sell, but I will end up trading it, adding it as part of a trade-in, but I haven't had any luck yet. I would like to list it. You're hearing it now. I have an expert amplifier as well. It is the 1.5K that it works fine. You're hearing it now. I would like to get ideally $3,800 for it. There are photos of it. I had some sighted help getting taken on the Texas Ham Radio Swap group on Facebook. If you're interested, I can also certainly provide those photos directly if you'd like to see them. You know, just give me a call, send me a text, whatever, and I'd be more than happy to.
Okay. Is that the same amplifier that you were telling the guys on 3842 that the ALC was screwed up in it and it wasn't working properly?
So I've had somebody look at this, and it was not ALC at all on this amplifier. I even had this amplifier in another environment, and it wasn't the ALC. There ended up being a bad jumper. that was causing the problem.
Okay, well, that's a reasonable explanation. You see, we have to know these things, Justin, because I have six instances here where you have failed to complete a deal with people, where the stuff that you have presented for sale or trade or whatever was not as you stated, and things that you promised you were going to buy from them in certain times, different people, not all the same person, six different people with six different instances where you reneged on the deal. So you understand, this is not a personality thing, but when we run these nets, I've been running these nets for 30 years, and we have to have knowledge that the people we're dealing with are honest and trustworthy. And, sir, you have not met that standard.
Damn shame you can't trust a ham no more.
I'd like to know, and I'm certainly willing to, you're welcome to call me over the phone here. That's not a problem. As to where that has happened, because I'll certainly make it right. That's not a problem at all.
Well, let me see. There was a Gonson amplifier and a set of drakes that did not work and were all messed up and were told to be in good shape. If you really want details, we can do this, but I'll do it over the air because everyone needs to know. There was some equipment from a guy named Sander that you were supposed to buy, and you reneged on that. There was a 7610 that you made a deal with a fella, and then when he brought it, you didn't take it. So got stiffed on that. I could go on and on, but I don't think we need to waste all that time on there. Justin, in other words, sir, you are toast. I'm sorry, but at this time, I just don't want to deal with you anymore. Your explanations and everything.
No, that's fine. That's fair. But I would like to understand,
now,
and I'm happy to provide explanation. And that's not a problem.
Jay, you shouldn't do this on there. Come on.
7610. I did call beforehand. And
Jay, let him go and just move on.
Explain yeah, what's wrong with you, Jay?
I did the Ganja and the Drake. Those did work, to the best of my knowledge, anyway.
Okay, that's enough. Well, I won't waste any more time on this.
And explain that.
Do it on the phone.
So, okay, that's totally fine.
All right. Somebody woke up the farmers out there. All right. If there's anybody with any legitimate stuff for the net this morning, would you please come now?
Kilo Mike 5 Alpha Golf.
AM5HG. Good morning, Alex. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Good morning to your brother. Good morning to all on frequency. We still have the Kenwood 450. It has the tuner in it. I'm not sure for the filters. We'll check the filters sometime during the day. It's about 8.5, works pretty well. The internal tuner works also on it. Not sure about the filters, sorry. We're looking for 475 sheep, 475 sheep. It has the a power cord and a mic. Not sure about the booklet, which you could download, of course, easily. My number in Houston, 713-894-5335. 713-894-5335. And we're still looking for the tower. It's like a Whiskey 51 LM237 or the Tri-X tower. If someone has one, would be interested. Roger.
Alrighty. Could you say the names of the towers again? I got the Tri-X and the other one. What was the number on the other one?
Yeah, it's a Whiskey 51, Whiskey 51, or the LM237, Lima Mike 237.
Okay. All righty, cool. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, folks, Alex, KM5AG, as a Kenwood TS450 SAT. It's got the power cord and the microphone. The manual can easily be downloaded from the Kenwood website if you need one, for $475 shipped to your door. And Alex is in need of a tower, Tri-X or a Whiskey 51, Tasjian, I think they are, or a LM237. The reason for those specific towers is that they will fit the base that he already has in the ground for the tower that the hurricane blew down. So he's looking to find one of those. If you can help Alex with that, or if you would like a Kenwood TS450, you can reach him at area code 713-894-5335. 713-894-5335. And he's good on QRZ, Kilo Mike 5 Alpha Golf. Anyone need a fill? All right, nothing heard. Anyone else for the Texas Traders Net this morning? You don't have to be in Texas to participate.
Charlie X-Ray Golf.
Ooh, can I get a relay? No, maybe not. Anyone, anywhere?
W6 Victor, Victor Alpha.
So is Charlie X-Ray Golf, Jay?
Oh, okay. Well, Bob, I think I know what you want. Bob, KA5CXG in San Angelo is still looking for a Kenwood TS820. He's looking to buy one. Bob, if you can hear me well, for your information, I think we have found one. I have somebody working on that, and as soon as we know, I will let you know. Roger?
Yeah, thank you, Jay. I appreciate it. I'm sorry you can't hear me. It's just the band.
Yeah, oh, you came up. I heard you fine then.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Okay, that's good. All right, but in the meantime, Bob is looking for a TS-820. If you've got a deal he can't refuse, you never know. But we're working on one too, Bob, so sooner or later we'll get you one.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Moving right along. Anyone else for the Texas Traders Net this morning? Come now.
W6 Victor, Victor Alpha. Going Alpha number 6. Victor, Victor Alpha. W6 Victor, Victor Alpha.
I'm not hearing anything. This could turn out to be a short net.
Relay.
You got a W6 Victor, Victor Alpha coming in there.
There's somebody way down in the mud.
Yeah, I can hear. I just can't. The band is. Its propagation is terrible.
Relay,
W6 Victor Alpha. Can anyone relay that station? Okay. All right. Is there anyone else? I guess this is going to be last call.
You got a W0VVA, Victor Victor Alpha, trying to get in there.
Victor Alpha something station, can I get a relay and go ahead?
A tower for sale, but obviously you guys can't hear them. Also have an Ameritron 811H amplifier that is in excellent condition. I guess I'll wait for a better time and a better day when
Well, I'm not having any luck. It's just, I guess it's the van right now. It may get better later. It may not. But we will be back this evening on 3922 at 7:30 p.m. Central Time for the Continental Traders Net, at which time the van should be much better shape, and maybe we can get all this done again.
Hey, Jay, I was pulling him outside. He said he had an 811H for sale in a tower.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Can you, if you can relay that, I'll get it down.
All right, let me try it again. The fellow out there that has a tower and an 811H, come back with your call sign and contact information.
Victor Alpha. Area code 850-682-9103. It's an aluminum tower, 50-foot aluminum tower, crank up, and an Ameritron AL 11H amplifier. Contact me, we can talk. And I'll try to get in on the next
season.
W6VVA.
Okay, I got you. W6VVA. What's the name there and your location?
Location is Florida. The name is Bob, Baker Ocean Baker.
You say you're in Florida?
Roger. Baker. The name is Bob, Baker Ocean Baker, Crestview, Florida. Northern Florida.
Okay, Bob, I got you. I'll relay the information. You ready, Jay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right, his name is Bob. He's in North Florida. His call sign is W6VVA. W6VVA. He says he has a 50-foot crank-up aluminum tower. 50-foot crank-up aluminum tower and Ameritron 811H. And I have a phone number if you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
850-682-9103. 850-682-9103.
Okay, did he want to put a price on any of that?
Hey, Bob, do you have a price in mind on those items?
Equipment, the base, the tote base, everything else, I want $850 for it. You got to come and get it. I will not ship it. The amplifier is also $850.
Okay, he says the aluminum tower is complete. It folds over and cranks down all the parts and pieces. Pick up only $850 in Florida. And the amplifier, he said, also $850 pickup.
Okay, very good. All righty, folks. Bob in Florida, the northern part of Florida, that'd be the best place in Florida to be right now, I think. They're out there cleaning stuff up. Whiskey 6 Victor Alpha has a 50-foot aluminum crank-up tower. It works well. It cranks down. Everything works on it. For $850 picked up at his location. He also has an Ameritron 811H, the four-tube amplifier, also for $850. If you're interested in Bob's listings, you can reach him at area code 850-682-9103. 850-682-9103. And thanks for the relay.
No problem, Jay. I was hearing him pretty good, so I thought I would help. N5TZV over here in Louisiana.
Good deal. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, Jay.
Anyone else for the net this morning?
Contact.
Go ahead.
Jay, this is WK5R. I got all of that on the recording.
Very good. All righty, anyone else? Last call. Okay. In closing, I know a lot of y'all did not appreciate the way the net started. Do, however, want to tell you it was not with any pleasure that I had to do that. It was for y'all, for y'all's protection. This thing has been coming up. It's been working its way toward this for some time. And there was overwhelming evidence, or I would not have done so. I don't do anything without proof. I don't try to do. I don't have any personal vendettas against anybody. This is strictly for the protection of the net and the
Drop it, Jay.
All right. I know you're tired of hearing it. But it's for y'all. KM5QS, and you can do what the hell you want with the rest of the day.
Oh, some children.